Hello, friends. Just Norm here. West Central Florida. September 6th, 2014. Almost 4 p.m. Running the cul-de-sac at Whisper Cove Court as the launch for my multi-mile trek. I know what I hope for, but I don't know if that will be the end result number. So we'll see. I have not been running much. Last Saturday, I set out with high hopes, only to bag the run after 5 miles. Followed by subsequent bagging on Monday and Wednesday, with a desired return to running on Thursday, in which I think I got a little over 4 miles on the Triple C, as clunky as that was. I call them runner's highs and runner's lows, or hills and valleys. You know, you got those time periods where you're just running like a champ, and you got those time periods where you just can't find the initiative or the wherewithal to get out there and get your miles in. That's kind of where I am right now. It's not the blues or depression or anything that I can really put my finger on. I could use the heat as an excuse, but I'm not fond of doing that. As well, we could say that the heat does play a role, which would be somewhat scientifically correct. I'm trying not to think into it too much. It is just a wisp cooler today, if we can even say it's cooler. Maybe less hot is the terminology I should use, as I suspect it's mid to high 80s as opposed to low to mid 90s, which is probably placing the heat index at low 90s as opposed to low 100s. But because I love the run, and because there is a certain fabric of resiliency and some other word, tenacity, dare I say I'm tenacious, I continue to get out here and mount an effort. I've just come off of Dexter Drive, the quick swing onto Milwaukee Avenue, and a turn onto Helen Street. seeking quiet neighborhood streets in trade of traffic for the betterment of this offering. I am currently about to run behind the Dunedin Public Library, and lo and behold, I hear a car coming up behind me. Maybe I faded that car out. Hopefully. I think I'm running a bit too fast, as I do in the beginning of these things. Hello. How are you? That was the friendly, kind lady who looks to be about 80 to 90 years young. And I say that with respect, not with condescendence. Walking her tiny dog, who always offers up a raised hand and waves hello to me. It is the kindness of people that spirit me. I'm curling around Helen Street. Where I will meet up again with Milwaukee Avenue. This time, turning south, catching Lexington. Actually, Helen Street connected into Plaza Drive, the street behind the library. Funny how you don't always have the names of your own neighborhood streets memorized. Maybe at one point in time I did, but not today, that's for sure. The sky is blue with a combination of white clouds and gray dark clouds. However, I cannot determine any rain bands off in the distance. Hello. There's a small twin-engine jet flying overhead. And my neighbors from a block away are out fiddling in their yards. And as well, I hear the birds chirping. Do you? You know how I told you, I'm sure I did in past episodes, that if I don't get some content out, I feel a bit disconnected from you all, my brothers and my sisters in the Runnet community. And I noticed my last few offerings did not get any significant initial listens or hits. By significant, I don't even have a number in mind. I just know it's usually higher. So, for example, the last time I did a walk break, it got 2 hits in over 2 or 3 days, and then it climbed up. But usually it gets 7 or 8 people, and then eventually it'll climb up to about a total of 25 to 30 listens. Certainly, I'm nowhere in the range of the more accomplished and favored podcasters such as Carlos of Castillo, our enamored friend, aka the running jackal, nor am I as esteemed and beloved as the father of friendship, the prince of pace. Kevin of Gwyn. I believe even Mr. Daly has quite a strong following, as he is quite acclimated to or in tune with his feet burner stats. So it was with some curiosity that I didn't see too many listens the past week and a half or so. And that's okay. It kind of sent me a message. Now let's pause. Now there's a second story house that's helped buffering some of that leaf blower. But you'll hear it again coming around the corner, even about a block away. Anyway, the message it sent me was that I'm podcasting too much, and what I have to say is not all that interesting. I get that. I really get that. I'm not cutting myself down or even accusing you of feeling that way. It's just my own sense when I listen back at what I'm saying. You know? So, this week, not only did I barely run, but I did not record. It felt right. It's kind of interesting because seeing as I wasn't putting out as many recordings or videos, not that I put that many videos out, but I did put a video out when I ran on Thursday on the Triple C. And I got quite a few views. I think the likers, this was an odd combination too, was another infamous presence in the Runnet community, the Zen Runner. He gave it the thumbs up. But as well, this was kind of odd, my family up in New Jersey, my mom, my two sisters, my brother-in-law, all got a kick out of it. That was the mailman. I'm sorry for the noise. So, Facebook has this little message now, and it tells you if a post is improving or if activity on a page is improving versus last week or other times, etc., etc. And I got that message from a simple, silly video that I posted of me running the Triple C, in which I had nothing of great interest to say. Just a shout out to you guys, you know? So all this to say that it was right and felt right that I didn't record over this past week and a half, because I felt like it was a bit stale. I'm taking a bit of a unscheduled walk break here. Anyway, back to today's episode. And by the way, this episode may not be all that much to write home about as well. It's just Norm, just talking, out on the run with you, my friends, who keep me company and who inspire me along the way. Today is my 14-year-old Roselle's birthday. You know, the quiet, talented artist, story writer, shy, introverted, lovely, not outspoken, gentle, humble-spirited young lady that's growing up before my very eyes. You remember me talking about her, don't you? Lizelle's wish for the day, which kind of gives you the flavor of the kind of kid she is, was that she'd be able to stay home in her pajamas all day and ask that her mother would make her bread pudding for her birthday dessert after a meal of pizza with mushrooms. Does that give you an idea of the simple, humble, quiet person that she is? She and I think along the same lines. She is, oh, that was just the mile marker. Oh, there's the one, okay. She is born of her mother, Filipina, and her father, may he rest in peace, but she was born in America. She is what you would call a Filam, F-I-L-A-M, which is a common term coined use for Filipino-American, because really she's an American citizen by virtue of being born here, but her ethnicity is Filipino. But if you think about it, she was raised in an American culture. However, she was also strictly raised in the culture and ethnicity of her parents and their lifestyle. Make sense? So, I think from the American part, and the fact that we're both kind of low-key and desire to be quiet, withdrawn from time to time, that's what we have in common. But I think there's also a degree of the Filipino culture in that they are a quiet, soft-spoken, very loving and nurturing ethnicity. From my experience and my interaction, I don't just base that on my wife, but on my extended family and friends and neighbors. Her birthday list was rather short, I think. I've seen it longer. She wanted a penny board, which I guess is what they call skateboards now. A capo for her guitar. I don't know if it's capo or capo. And she wanted a subscription to Art Snacks. ARTSNACKS.com. ArtSnacks.com. Art Snacks is a company that mails you out art supplies once a month. Once a month you get a package with assorted pencils, paintbrushes, different kind of papers, colors to draw with, surprises every month. You don't order it, they just send it. So I got her that. And as well, I got her the capo that she asked for. Excuse my sniffing. How are you? Now, the penny board, we did not get her. A couple of reasons. Well, my reasoning was I wanted to save something for my wife to get because she wanted to get her something. But the second reason is she's not a very athletic young lady. And she does not even want to learn to ride a bicycle. She's 14, she doesn't know how to ride a bike. She refuses to learn. She was scared as a child, and now, as an older person, she doesn't want to learn. So I didn't feel all that great about putting the kid on a skateboard. Maybe I was wrong, I don't know. My wife opted to take her to the mall and get her some clothing, which she appreciated mightily as well. It will be interesting and amazing to watch this young lady continue to grow and to turn into, not that she isn't already, a very special human being. I anticipate great things for her. Should she desire to reach out and grab them. With her being so withdrawn, it's a bit of a challenge to encourage her to do so. Traffic pause. Probably only a few minutes though. Speaking of capo and guitar playing, I have to tell you that I have a guitar as well. And when we both first got these things, we were both learning and practicing with YouTube videos. But typical adult that I am, I put it down and lost interest. While she has continued to teach herself to play. Pretty impressive. Pretty embarrassing for me. And as much as I like guitar and folk music, you'd think I'd be dying to play. There's more lawn equipment. Get past. I just became very acutely aware of how interesting it is that a lawnmower or a leaf blower or a car driving by irritates me enough to push. What is that? I wonder what that is, what it was. It's coming from a house. It sounded like an animal. Oh, they're birds. Anyway, it's not like I live in Chicago or New York City with all that kind of traffic noise, right? By comparison, it's quite benign. How you doing? So I've curled around most of the neighborhood. And I'm on East-West Union Street, which carries a bit of two-way traffic that I'll not pause for. You'll hear this coming up, just for the spirit of continuing to talk. Giselle, or otherwise known as the mouth of the South, as my wife likes to call her, is embracing kindergarten quite wholeheartedly. She is enamored, enthusiastic, eager to learn, and eager to please both her kindergarten teachers and her parents. When I hit the door at the end of the day, she barely comes up for air in telling me her accomplishments and achievements for the day. And as well, there's 20 minutes of reading at night that we complete with her. Although, I firmly believe she could read those books to us. She prefers to be read to, and that's what the teacher's calling for, is for us to read to her. But she's, I gotta say it, she's a bit advanced for that grade. And she missed the cutoff for starting kindergarten. So, I guess from state to state, they have different birthday dates that are the cutoff for starting kindergarten. Well, I think it's September-ish. And she was born October. So, she behaves like a first grade student. And it's easy to see that she's a bit ahead of what the teacher is teaching the class. The teacher will even say it. I don't want you to think I'm bragging on my child. There's two schools of thought on that. One school is that she'll succeed and do well at the grade level she's at because she's so seemingly advanced. The other is that she might feel less than challenged after a while and need to be scooted up a grade. You know, the path of least resistance for a smart kid, right? So, we'll see how it works out. Another unscheduled walk break as I make my way. I have not even looked at how many miles I've run. Nor do I feel like doing that. I'd like to get some visual distance. You know that I got up to whatever street in any town, USA, versus what my watch says. Back in a little quieter territory, as I am now on Ridge Lane Road. Like a half circle loop that will take me to the bottom of Patricia Avenue, where I will start a north-south descent up that road. Those crickets. I kind of wish I was in the forest right now hearing that. I could make that part of my route today. I'm kind of making this up as I go along. I could get up to Hammock Park somewhere along this run and envelope myself in trees, shade, birds, and all sorts of the like. I'll take that one. So we went out for breakfast earlier, or brunch for Roselle, to a restaurant called First Watch. Had a couple of eggs. Everybody else seemed to be enamored with the Belgian waffles. I'm not a waffle eater, nor pancake eater. I'm more of an eggs and toast eater. So, tonight some family will come over and eat some of this pizza and bread pudding with Roselle. I wouldn't care if I saw any more food for a while. It seems like if I just look at it, I gain weight. When I looked at myself in that video the other day, I looked kind of heavy. I haven't been on the scale, and I really don't think I've been eating more. Sometimes you hold on to a little bit of weight when you have stress And I've been doing a pretty good job at burying my stress over the past couple weeks. I've been managing things. I have not felt stressed, though there have been stressors all around me. I just got up the hill on Patricia Avenue. So it's pretty flat running from here on out. I will curl behind the Walgreens pharmacy, head westbound, nope, eastbound on Union again, turn north onto Lexington, which will circle back around to Patricia and take me up to Main Street. That should cover about 2 miles, somewhere in there. I will say that I feel a bit different, a bit better at this point of the run than I did last Saturday. I think it's because it's a wincy bit cooler. Or what did I say before? Less hot. It's a shame that the goals are curtailed to just surviving the run as to where they were, looking for steady state and glory zone euphoria. Here's a walk break. I'm gonna take it. I don't much feel like running a half marathon in this weather, which I do have the option of running in late October, early November. I'm almost positive and confident that once I could get a weather snap, I could crack off 10 or 12 miles. I really feel that way. So let's hope for that, shall we? Next Saturday, I know Mrs. Rosenberg's working, but I believe the kids will be watched by their grandmother, because I'm gonna do something I don't usually do. I'm gonna go running with a friend Saturday morning. Good friend. I'm looking forward to that. There is nothing that hurts me right now. No hip, no knee. There is no clunkiness to the run. It's going at a pretty smooth It's going pretty smoothly is probably a better way to say it. I'm looking for that feeling of accomplishment that comes from what my mind says are respectable miles, and being drenched and collapsed with exhaustion, but in a good way. Let's pause this till Lexington. We'll talk a bit more. Lexington. It's probably the last bastion of serene, quiet sounds I will experience for quite some time. Can you hear it? Can you hear that? That stillness? Here comes a car. If my silly butt would get up in the morning, I'd probably have some more of the quiet I was looking for. But I am holding on to the pillow, my friends. So that was the mile marker. I feel pretty good from where I'm at. I think I said that already. So I anticipate getting at least a few more miles in. I just don't know how much push I have, how much stretch and reach I have to get the miles that I'm craving. I don't seem to have that sense of striving this week. That was the other word I think I wanted to use with resilience. Striving. It is innately part of my being. A nice soft breeze across my face is welcome and respite for the run. More cars, hold on. Let me get over here. I was running smack dab in the middle of the street when I heard that vehicle gently roll up behind me, pulling into their driveway now. I don't know, what does that say about me? Here I am, 52 years young, and I crave the quiet, the serenity, the peace, the stillness of life, as opposed to the hustle and bustle, noise that makes up our society. How am I going to reconcile that? What am I going to do? Move to North Dakota? I'm not moving anywhere. I'm too lazy. Well, but really, I think about that sometimes. How am I going to reconcile the fact that I want to go slower and slower and move through life quieter and quieter, when all around me, people I love and cherish, friends, colleagues, vocation, are moving in that exact opposite direction? It makes me feel a bit awkward. Oh well, I'll figure it out. Last we spoke, I was quite a distance away from where I am now. I think I was at 3.5-4 mile mark, maybe a little over 4. But I am now past 6 miles. And I will be making a bit of a curl up ahead here and heading to the Pinellas Trail, which equals a little over 2 miles from my house, give or take. So this run, while not the double digits that I've been chasing the past few weeks, will be a substantial increase over last week's 5 mile offering, which I guess is stepping in the right direction. Oh, how busy it is up here in this head of mine. I want to run longer distances, and I guess the heat is frustrating me, and maybe that's why I'm having these runner's highs and runner's lows and hills and valleys. Maybe that's what it's all about. The desire to achieve more, but the inability to conquer the weather. I guess that's it. Does that make sense? Sure it does. See if I can cross safely here. There we go. I'm gonna head north a little bit more. And once again, we have a lawnmower. Well, I do feel at this point some drips of euphoria, maybe even steady state. It's more a clarity that I'm sensing, figuring things out in my mind, things making sense on an intuitive level I can't quite explain. So I'm grateful for that. Maybe that's what makes the run what it is for me. Well, I'm gonna curl around here and hit the trail and practice some breathing and quieting and stilling of my soul, my soul. And so, while I do that, I'll have to bid you goodbye. I hope this offering is a fragrant, acceptable gift to you. Please do not be unaware that I love you guys. And we'll talk again. You know we will. That's just normal. Bye-bye.